Blog Talk Radio.
can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, great morning, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K, another blessed Monday. The devil is a liar, the devil is a liar, the devil is a liar. Was trying to make me not do this show today, but, you know, through it all, God always perseveres, so I'm here, another blessed Monday. Hopefully able to give you some motivational music or some motivational words that can inspire you to hold on for the whole entire week. I'm battling right now. This morning, Jesus, this phone, I lost my phone and I'm dealing with a new phone. I'm having phone issues and lost all my contacts, and it's just been overwhelming to say the least, but I still push, you know, I keep going, I still push that aside because there's bigger things to worry about. Shout out to all those that showed up for our first annual Mother's Day brunch, which was awesome. Everybody that came out, family, friends, my queens that came out. I mean, we had a great, great time. And I just want to thank everybody that came out. I also want to give a big, big shout out to my homeboy that's making an impact in his community. And I got him on the line right now. And I'm about to bring him in.
Yeah.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, sweetheart.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm rejoicing.
Amen, amen. So, tell us about the positive stuff that you're doing in your community.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the positive stuff that I'm doing a thing called DAB. DAB stands for Dads Against Bullies. We need to help these kids that are being bullied or just stop this issue. Help all the school around Hillsborough, not only around Florida, but all over New York. I mean, all over the 52 states. It's getting out of control when these kids don't got nowhere to go and they're just trying to hurt themselves. And Emma knows that I'm busting my behind. I'm really busting my behind. Because by the end of December, I want to be at the White House talking about this stuff. That's how big I want this to get. And my thing is the kids. The kids are hurting. And they don't go to their parents and tell them nothing. So we have to have a form of way of these kids that are being bullied. Go to the principal. If you don't go to the principal, go to your mother, which is your best friend. And you know, sit down with your parents. Tell them what's going on in your life in school. Because we go to school to get education. We don't go to school to get bullied. So
that's true.
I started a page last night, which is called DAB, like I just told y'all. It's DAB, Dads Against Bullies.
Well, make sure you add a link to the group page that we got, which is the E2K Worldwide LLC, and I'll make sure that, you know, I pass it along through my Emma E2K Facebook, and people can go there, and I'll have it on my website, emmae2k.com, and people can go there and join this movement. You know, it's really everybody against bullying, because nobody likes a bully, and to teach these children give them the tools they will need to be able to protect themselves and say something. I mean, it's easy for us to say something because we're not in that situation, but a child that's being bullied, it's not that easy for them to actually open up and admit, you know, that someone is bullying them or that they're being hurt. So that's kind of where our fight would be, to give the tools to the children that are being bullied. You know, give these tools to them so they know how to protect themselves and they know the steps they need to take. Because as parents, you can only do so much. If your child is not coming home to tell you that they're being bullied or something's happening, then what can we do? You know what I'm saying? So it's more to emphasize on the children and to see the signs. You know, us as parents, we can see the signs. Our kids start getting moody, they're changing, they don't want to go to school, or they don't want to join a certain activity. Find out about it. Don't just give up and say, okay, you don't want to do that no more, fine. No, find out why. There's always a reason to that. There's always a reason to that. So we just got to be more active in our parenting. We, you know, the kids don't come with instructions, people, but we got to be still more active and just more open-minded and see everything and all the changes that our children are making. And it's usually always there. You know, at that age, at that young age, kids don't know how to really hide too much their feelings and what's going on. So if you're looking for it, you'll find it. You know, you'll find some type of sign. But thank you, Edgar, for doing that. At least it has to be all around the world. This is a worldwide situation, but it begins in your back door. It begins in your home. It begins around your surroundings and in your community. And if everyone takes that initiative that you're taking, then we really can make a real big impact.
Yes, yes, I really do. Thank you so much, Emma. And I also want to give you thanks for last week that we had a little situation, and I gave you a call because, you know, the little girl was 11 years old. I'm not going to mention her name. But you put positive energy in her, and I also want to give you thanks to talking to another girl that was 21 years old, and you put a lot of positive energy in her also. And, Emma, believe me, without you, baby girl, you're my queen, and I love you. You don't even know, to the last planet on this earth, I love you, because you are so positive and so motivated, and you did motivate me too in my situation. And I give you thanks, and I always give you a lot of love. Anytime, anything, anywhere, wherever we got to go, whatever we got to do, I'm always there for you, baby girl. You are the best queen I ever met. Forget about Queen Elizabeth. It's Queen Emma.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. And I appreciate that you thought about me in those situations and I was able to come through and, you know, and do something. You know, that's my life calling anyway. But I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to meet these young girls and, you know, and get a chance to speak to them, because most of the time that's all they need, man, is just a good conversation and to know that someone really cares and will be there for them. You know, that's, it doesn't really take much. If people just really take out the time to really listen and really listen to these kids talking and just say some positive words as opposed to always, you know, us bashing the teenagers or the young ones, you know, shutting them down and telling them, oh, okay, you don't know what you're talking about. No, they know their feelings. They may not know, you know, the world, but they know their feelings. And you have to respect those feelings. You have to listen to their feelings, because what happens is they oppress them, and when they get to a certain age, that comes out in all type of different crazy ways that, you know, sometimes it's too late. So, you know, start listening to the kids, you know, all these kids around us are all our kids. We all responsible for them, because if we don't intervene and later on they go and do stuff, it's our fault as well as a community. You know what I mean? So I appreciate you for being out there and, you know, and placing that call. And I'm here as well. You know, you call me anytime I need to go anywhere to protect any of my princesses or queens. You know, I'm on deck all the time.
Yeah, and Emma, one more thing I wanted to say. Yeah, when I opened up the website yesterday, I made this page yesterday, I added 392 members already.
Awesome.
So,
well, let's keep going. Let's put them numbers up.
Those numbers are going to go all the way up to the sky. And I'm telling you, anybody, if you want to talk to me, please. My name is Edgar Velasquez. I'm on Facebook. My cell number is there. My email is there. Anything. You need to reach out. Have problems with kids. I mean, just give us a call, please. We'll give out a hand and help. And I'm also affiliated with the church called Crossing Church. It's a great church. And, you know, they're going to start helping us also. And, you know, the other thing that I spoke to you about, you, the news. I also want to give a shout out to Ms. Jackie Conway, which she called me, and she's willing to help me. Also, the news is willing to help us to pick this up from the ground and bring it up all the way. As I mean, we need to stop. And I feel for these kids, man, because, you know, back in my days, back in my days, I was bullied, and, you know, I had to protect myself, and I did, it was like this. It was a big bully in the school. He bullied me, and I was tired of it. So I did something about it, and I got into it with physical with him. Physical, you know, a fight, which I didn't appreciate that. You know, I'm not that type of guy fighting. I'm a lover. But I had to show him that I wasn't scared of him no more. And I stepped to him, and after that, he never bothered me no more. I'm not saying all those kids out there to go beat up the bullies. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I was in a situation, and I took care of my matter, and I moved on. You know, sometimes the best way to ignore bullies is to walk away. Because if you walk away from them, they'll be like, wow, why is she walking away, or he's walking away? They won't pick on you. You know, bullies, for me, the word bullies and the people that pick on other people, I call them suckers, because that's what they are, suckers. They don't have a role model for them. They're not going nowhere, because that's the only thing they know how to do.
And you know what? That bullying, too, it extends to domestic violence. You know, if it's not addressed early, that just, you know, goes into that, because a lot of the abusers were bullies when they were younger. And, you know, and that just, you know, that it's an anger that these kids have. And you know what? What's sad is that the bullies, sometimes they don't even know that they're doing it. They're just working on a certain inner anger that they haven't resolved yet. So it's not only working on the people, on the kids that are being bullied, but the bullies themselves that have the bigger issues and need to be, you know, they also need counseling and all type of stuff. I mean, this goes, you know, this goes really, really, really deep. But again, I appreciate you stepping up and not just talking about it, but you're actually making a movement and you're doing things, and that has to be commended. And like I tell everybody else, people always want to complain about stuff, oh, this or that or this or that. What are you doing to make a difference? Stop complaining about things if you're not out there trying to make a difference, is what I'm saying. You know, I only want to hear from people that tell me, Emma, this is going on, but this is what I'm doing to try to, you know, resolve the matter. But you know what? Salute to you, and I have full respect, and I have your back 100%. But the ones that call me like, oh, this is what's going on, and I ask them, so what are you doing? Like, oh, I don't know. I can't do anything. Everyone can do something. Everyone can do something. Everyone can do something about, you know, situations, especially to help our children. I mean, really, who else are they going to turn to? You know what I mean? I mean, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. The news, everything that goes on, the fact that children are hurting themselves physically, are taking their lives. I mean, is that serious? It's really that serious. So I'm going to take your link. I'm going to post it on my networking page, and I'll have it on my website, MA2KLushRadioOnline.org. We'll also post it up, and we're going to get those numbers up, and we're just going to bring awareness, you know, awareness of the situation, give solutions, and hopefully you'll be doing some speakings too. So just keep me updated. Call me periodically and let me know what you're doing and what we can do to be able to help this movement in return, because this bullying situation is really out of hand. Edgar, I'm going to put you on hold because my cell lines is like Christmas right now, and so I'm going to try to get other by going to music. But hang on, okay?
All right, baby, go ahead.
Oh, okay. 718, good morning, y'all. We're Emma E2K, Motivation Mondays. 718? Okay. I assume they're just listening. 718, I put you on hold. 860, good morning, Motivation Mondays. Y'all, we're Emma E2K. 860, if your number starts with 860 and you're listening to me, you can hear me, it's you. Good morning. Okay, they hung up. Okay, listen, people, you don't have to hang up. You can listen to the show. I love to talk, and you just can listen. You're not on pressure to talk. I go on the line. You don't want to speak. It's cool. I just leave you on hold, and you continue to listen to the show. Please don't hang up because you could be missing something important that you actually needed to hear, or that you can pass it on to someone else, okay? Motivation of Monday, it's your sexy host, MA2K, and going to some music, and coming right back.
Seems like your heart stopped working the minute they close the curtain. You take off your mask and take off your costume, and if anyone asks, you're taking a small break, drinking some coffee, but everyone knows what you're doing. Seems like the bus moves slower just cause you got somewhere to go. So you take a few pills in Beverly Hills, but if anyone asks you, got a prescription, you got an addiction, who do you think that you're fooling? John Doe, I just want the John I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home, John Doe.
Addicted to something. Everybody got a grip on the something. Even if it's just a feel, the response of a feel. Maybe once, maybe twice, maybe hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Without it, it's just harder to function at times. You race to the bottom of every single bottle as if there was someone or something to find. You struggle in your mind and you tell yourself lie after lie till you get to the point where it's no longer private. The people that you work with notice the signs. When you walk in the room, it gets noticeably quiet. So you break up the silence. You say you've been at the gym, but the way that you look, can't blame on the diet. So what you hiding?
John Doe, I just want the John I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home, John Doe.
Smashed too many freaks, had too much to drink, had too much to drink. Left the club, ended up in custody, ran a drug test, passed it luckily. My girl broke up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clumsy me. Well, at least I admit it, cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be mad enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that what you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire positions. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it, it's optical.
Shout out to all the John Doe's. Come back home. People love you. They want to embrace you. All those that are addicted to pills, any type of substance, alcohol, sex, whatever it is that you're addicted to, there is a cure. There's no need to self-medicate yourself. You have people that love you if you allow them to come into your world. You have family that will support you if you really give them the chance. Not everybody is against you, and you're not alone because God walks with you, even when you're doing what you know in your mind you really shouldn't be doing. So, all praises to God because he walks with you. Whether you like it or not, whether you're angry at him or not, he's still with you, and he guides you as best as he could. but he allows you to make those mistakes, because through those mistakes is where you really, really gonna learn the lesson. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K, here yet another Monday, another blessed Monday. Shout out to all those that mother young minds. Happy belated Mother's Day, but not even, you know, I'm not going to say belated. Happy Mother's Day, because Mother's Day is every day. I'm sorry. My opinion, I'm entitled to in my show. Happy Mother's Day to every mother that's out there that nourishes a young mind, you know, that takes her time, that loves, that really sacrifices for her child, whether it be biological or not. You know, that really never matters. You know, us women have that natural instinct to nurture. So whether we physically have a child or not, we still have the capability of being mothers and mothering, you know, a child. So, but, and a grown-up, you know what I'm saying? So we just have that nurturing naturally, you know, that God gave us, that instinct. Even in the wildlife, it happens. It's just an instinct that the female will come and, you know, and nourish the cubs, the young. So shout out to all those women that have, you know, made a sacrifice for your children, for other people's children, those aunts that step in all the time and become like a second mother, or cousins, you know. So shout out to all, you know, just shout out to all women, man, all those queens that really, really understand what it is to nurture, you know, the younger mind, because we really, really, really need to heal, learn to heal each other, you know, which is what we do at Queens Healing Queens. That's exactly our motto, is the elder queens to step and, you know, and nurture and teach in a loving way, you know, those that are younger than us, so they can be able to have the tools to be able to live that life, a positive life, you know, a fulfilling life. Is it easy? No way. I think living the positive life is the hardest thing. I think it's easier to be negative and cruel and not care, because that's easy. You know, to get up and be cursing, you know, 24 hours a day and just letting all that evil spewed out of you, that's easy. That's not even a struggle. What is hard and what is a challenge is actually rebuking all that negativity, you know, actually praying for someone that really doesn't care too much about you, actually living a positive life and contributing to your household, to your community, in a positive and loving way. That, my friends, is very hard, okay? So I salute those that live in a positive life, because that's the hardest thing to do. It's not easy. But that's where you know. That's where you know who you really are. That's where you test your actual character. And that's when you can go out and really say, I am a survivor. You know what I mean? That's a survivor's life, the positive one. You know, that's not for the weak. A positive life is not for the weak people, you know. A positive life is only for those strong and those believers and those that walk in faith. So, you know, step into this positive life, man. It's fun over here. It's fun on this side. Woohoo! I will read an insert from the teachings, The Secret, as you know that I enjoy doing. And it goes like this. The fastest way to receive is to give. Because giving starts the reciprocal action of receiving. We all receive according to how much we give. Let me read just that line again. We all receive according to how much we give. Give the best of you everywhere you go. Give a smile. Give thanks. Give kindness. Give love. Your giving should be a giving without expectation of return, a giving for the sheer joy of it. And I'm going to read that again for those that missed it and for those that are going to hear this show later on. Your giving should be a giving without expectation of return, a giving for the sheer joy of it. And that's what positive people do, man. They're constantly giving out that energy, that, you know, giving out thanks and giving out love and giving out smiles with no expectation to get it back. They just deposit all that positiveness out. And, you know, and it's contagious. it's contagious, because once you start smiling at people and being nice to them, no matter how mean they are or whatever, eventually they give in. Everybody got to give in to God, man. Everybody got to bow down. Everybody knows their place, you know, when that presence comes into action, when they can see it, you know, propelling right through you. It just, it creates such a happiness because it makes you happy. I'll be so happy, 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 spreading my happiness. Happy motivation on my
day. Put your step left and the easy day. Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby. By the way.
Networks, MIE2K. Follow us, Lush Radio Online. Go to Google. We're Googleable. Somos Googleable. So, you know, just type in on Google, MIE2K. Type in Lush Radio Online. Tap, tap, type in also Lushy Lush, which is the CEO, and, you know, check out everything that we do. We're always on the move, man. We are the people's voice, so we constantly have to be out there to be able to speak for those that don't have a voice. Big birthday shout-out to Andrew, who's, you know, friend to the show. Big birthday shout-out to all those celebrating a birthday since the month started. You know, I have a whole list here, but big shout out to everybody, again, that's celebrating a birthday. Okay, big DJ Spazzo's birthday was yesterday, right? Okay, so I'm not going to go through this whole list because it's long, but big shout out and birthday to everybody that's listening and that's enjoying. Shout out to my worldwide audience, man. Shout out to Connecticut, who's on deck, Markeisha, that called in and then got a little scared and hung up. Girl, it's all good, man. Call in, man. Listen to the show. I appreciate you. I'm going to put this link on your page, and hopefully you'll be able to hear the show in its entirety and see that it's not so scary, man. I'm just trying to, you know, give you some positiveness. That's all. That's all, sis. But I appreciate you, and happy Mother's Day if that applies to you. So, yeah, so shout out to my Connecticut audience, man. New York, that's always on deck and holds me down. Shout out to the BX. Shout out to Jersey. Shout out to Saudi Arabia, man. Worldwide, I'm telling you. Shout out to Houston, Texas, Virginia, Florida, of course, on deck. And shout out to Maryland. All those that are on deck, that are inboxing me, that are Instagramming me, that follow me, that support me, you know, that love me and love the show, man. And I, you know, I feed off of y'all. So if my energy is up, if I'm positive, and if I'm doing the right thing, it's all because I'm feeding off of the energy that I get. So you guys, you know, contribute a lot to how I get amped up. The reason I get up every day, the reason I do what I do is just in my blood. You know, it's a movement, yeah, man. It's a movement, and it's a lifestyle movement. It's not a movement that today I woke up and today I want to do this, and then 2 days later I'm doing something else. Anybody that knows me and knows me for, you know, long periods of years can tell you that who you meet today, you know, as far as me, who you meet today, MA2K, when I introduce myself, is who I was, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Like, oh, did I just give you a glimpse of my age? Oh, Lord, let me cut that out. Motivational Mondays, you know, sexy hoes. MA2K, because we sexy in all ages, man. I claim it. There's nothing wrong with that, man, because I'm going to always shine bright like a diamond.
We're like like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
Next time you buy that mirror, make sure you remind yourself how you have to shine bright like a diamond. And that shine comes from within, people. It comes from within. It has nothing to do with your outer physical beauty. It has to do with that inner heart, you know. It has to do with, you know, that inner glow and that inner happiness and that self-love. Because without loving yourself, without giving, you know, and making sure that you give out that you need to respect me because I respect me, people will have no choice. You need to have love for me because I love me, then people can only reciprocate what you are letting out. So claim it. Claim it. If it's happiness you want, claim it, man. If it's, you know, success, whatever it is that you want, if it's family, if it's money, whatever it is, claim it. Claim it and do what you need to do to obtain it. Stop having the pity parties, man. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Nobody wants to hear that. And that's not going to help you when you're the VIP in your pity party. You know what I mean? Wants to join that. Nobody. Misery loves company, okay? Misery loves company. I know how to be by myself when I need to. I can embrace myself because I love myself. I don't need negative company. I'd rather be by myself and do the things that I need to do because when I throw out that positive vibe, only positive people can come right through that force field. The negatives, boosh, it hits them right in their neck, and they can't continue. So throw out that positive force field, boom, and let it, you know, go through the people that are positive, and only those people can be able to step in that circle. Everybody else, a shot to the neck, okay? So watch your neck. Watch your neck is what I'm saying, okay? Watch your neck. Shout out to all those that are listening at their jobs, you know, that use the Motivational Monday show to inspire, to get motivated. You know, thanks for calling in, guys. I appreciate those that that call in and, you know, feed their minds and their souls because that's what it's about, man. That's what it's about, surrounding yourself with positive people and positiveness in your life. There is enough negative stuff going on, people, I swear. It's not that hard to find negative people or negative situations. It's not that hard to find that. What is hard is staying away from it. What is hard is ignoring that. What is hard is continuing in your walk and in your journey, no matter what else they're throwing at you. That's hard, okay? That's hard, and only for the strong people. There's no weak people that are walking in faith, I tell you that much. Those that are walking in faith and that are weak about them, they're no punks. They're the actual true gangsters, okay? Those that walk in faith are the true gangsters that can be able to, you know, go through their obstacles and still strive and still survive, you know, and still keep a smile on their face, you know, support their family, their children, their community, you know. Those are the true gangsters, man. Those are the ones that I definitely salute all day. because that's the hardest thing to do, to turn your life around and do things only on a positive scale while you have all this negative stuff in your ear telling you to do otherwise. So big salute and shout out to all those that are making it happen regardless, that are walking in faith, man. Y'all the true OGs. I mean, that's how I see it. That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. I'm going to read another piece from the Secret Daily Teachings. Every religion on the planet has told us to have faith. Faith is when you cannot see how, but you absolutely know that the moment you have the dream, it is given to you. And all you have to do is relax and allow the universe to magnetize you to your dream and your dream to you. Did you just hear what I said? You didn't hear it. I'm going to read it again for those that didn't catch it. Every religion on the planet has told us to have faith. Every religion. It's all about faith, right? So no matter what religion you practice, it's still about faith, okay? Faith is when you cannot see how, but you absolutely know that the moment you have the dream, it is given to you, and all you have to do is relax and allow the universe to magnetize you to your dream and your dream to you. I don't know what else, you know, more deep into that to leave you. Other than that, to give a big shout out to all my street queens, all my queens, healing queens, all the queens that are doing out there, doing the work. I see y'all on a daily basis. I salute you, ladies. Happy Mother's Day again to all those mothers and those that have mothered young minds. You are my soul sisters forever. Peace.